This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. It would be easy to assume that black voters and John McCain have very little to discuss in 2008. The Republican is running against Barack Obama, who soon becomes the first ever African-American presidential nominee. That did not stop McCain from showing up at the annual meeting of the NAACP. It's a meeting he skipped 1 year ago. But this time he reached out, and that meeting was being held in the battleground state of Ohio. It's a state where President Bush got just enough of the African-American vote to help him win in 2004. We have more this morning from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Senator John McCain opened his speech with an apology of sorts.
And I hope you'll excuse me for passing on the opportunity at your convention last year and not being here. As you might recall, I was a bit distracted at the time dealing with what reporters uncharitably described as an implosion in my campaign. But I'm very glad that you invited me again.
It was a departure from the response the NAACP has had from Republicans lately. Last fall, all but one of the 10 Republicans running for president turned down the group's invitation to debate. Most in this audience also remember that President Bush showed up here as a candidate in 2000, then didn't come back for 5 years. Connecticut delegate Sheila Hayes says it would have been a real insult if McCain hadn't shown up.
I would hope that if he did become president of the United States, that he would not do what Bush did to this convention for so many years. I'm hoping this is a step in the right direction for the Republicans, that they are willing to sit and listen to our concerns. And I truly would hope that he would embrace our issues should he be elected as president.
The senator chose to tread lightly on civil rights issues. He mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King, but didn't revisit his own vote against a federal holiday for the slain civil rights leader. By focusing his attention on education and the economy, McCain drew attention to issues in which black voters have been in sympathy with the GOP in the past. McCain pushed for a merit-based pay program for teachers, more money for online education, and more school vouchers to facilitate school choice.
Some parents may choose a better public school. Some may choose a private school. Many will choose a charter school. No entrenched bureaucracy or union should deny parents that choice and children that opportunity.
There were no jabs at Senator Obama and no mentions of the Iraq War. Neither would have gone over well with this crowd, which mostly responded with polite and occasional applause. While the NAACP is officially nonpartisan, Barack Obama t-shirts were almost an unofficial uniform in the hall. There's a devotion to the Obama candidacy in this constituency that is hard to overstate. And the pressure is on if you're a black Republican.
It's not easy being a black conservative Republican, whether he was running or not.
That's the Reverend Melita Scott. She's staffing the booth at this convention for the National Black Republican Association. Scott and her colleague, Richard St. Paul, spend the day handing out CDs with speeches from black conservatives and literature detailing the various civil rights laws that have passed throughout American history under Republican leadership. St. Paul says having McCain actually attend helps him make his case.
It's never a lost cause because not everybody thinks the same, regardless of what ethnicity they are. You know, that's important to recognize. I've had people walk past my National Black Republican booth and say, hey, I'm happy you're here. I agree with you. Or, hey, you know, I don't like Obama because, you know, he's a pro-choice candidate. You know, we're not homogenous in our thinking.
So Senator McCain is reaching out. He's been to Alabama's Black Belt, to Memphis, and now to the NAACP. That enables black Republicans like Scott and St. Paul to hope that even in this year, others will join them in reaching back. Audie Cornish, NPR News, with the McCain campaign.